This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, may your word continue to be a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path, as we seek to continue to follow in the pilgrimage of our life, the Word made flesh. Jesus, your Son. Amen. Please be seated. And thank you to Maddie and Becca for coming over from Unplug Rehearsal to lead us in our sequence hymn this morning. Thank you. Well, they will arrest you and persecute you. You will be betrayed by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends. They will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all. So take out those 2014 pledge cards. Not exactly the recruitment speech you would expect to hear on the return of our Pilgrim Sunday, or on Loyalty Sunday, or for that matter, for Jesus at this stage of the journey to be giving, is it? And at first glance, you sort of do what I do. Jesus, what are you talking about here? What are you trying to do? I thought you were trying to get people in, not drive them away. Well, I think when we really look into this passage, we get a clear understanding of, number one, what is the true meaning of this pilgrimage we are on, and what pilgrimage itself can do for us as a discipline. You know, in these temples, this is the third temple that Jesus speaks about. They had one that lasted 500 years. The second one lasted about 400 years. Herod knocked that second one down to build the one that Jesus is now talking about. It's only been there, but it took them 50 years to build it. It is huge. It is the most incredible thing one could imagine. And even in Jesus' day, the historians tell us that they were still doing the adornments on the inside of it because it was so huge and so ornate that they continue to work on it. It sounds like Disney World. It's never done. There's always something new to add. And Jesus says, you know what? Won't be left. It's not stone upon stone. It's all going to be gone. Now, imagine Jesus choosing that which they would have thought would have been the most possibly permanent thing in their lives, and saying, it's going away. Now, that starts to get me in touch with maybe where he's going here. And maybe it's where he's going with us in terms of saying, that which you place all of your trust and you think that which will last and that in which you place your hope, you better make sure that you're choosing the right stuff, because if it ain't, it's going to tumble to the ground. You know, Jesus has been talking about going to Jerusalem since chapter 9 in Luke's gospel. Pledge cards. Anybody need one? He's been talking about this since he said he set his face towards Jerusalem in Luke chapter 9, verse 51, and it continues, and he finally gets there, and this is the speech he wants to give? So there's something here for us, and I think that's exactly it, to place our trust in the things that truly matter and let the rest go. Pilgrimage story. We go to the evening Eucharist. It was a voluntary activity, so some decided to stay home, which was fine. Some went with us. And at the end of the Eucharist, beautiful Eucharist they did at Iona Abbey, the female priest stands up and says, and now we're all going to sing and we're going to march out, and we invite you to follow us as we march from the church over to the Abbey Fellowship Hall for a spot of tea. And they start this song, "We will walk with God, my brothers, we will walk with God." And she starts doing this dance. Now this was, I'm being fair to say, she was a portly woman. And she starts doing this dance with moves that I wish I could have done when I was a teenager. And everybody starts just, "We will walk with," and following her in procession out of the church, and then gathering and waiting, so we're all going to go into the fellowship hall. Now, this is where Barbara McKenzie's with me. Now, some of our other pilgrims are behind, and this whole procession of hundreds of people are coming out and all going this way, and our pilgrims come out like this, and they make a left turn, and they go right out the side door. We looked at each other like, what are you doing? Where are you going? Don't you hear the song? We do that sometimes. I think this is what Jesus is telling us today. We did an exercise on our pilgrimage, and I'm going to invite those who are participating to come towards the microphones now. We did an exercise on our pilgrimage where we take Psalm 23 and we personalize it. We write our own version of it. Now, if you don't believe me in what I am saying about this, in terms of there's going to be difficult times in our lives, and Jesus is telling us when those earthquakes and those tribulations come, it's going to be important for us to have placed our hope and our trust in the things that really matter. Choose your temple, choose your Jerusalem wisely. Well, there's that line in Psalm 23, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me." These people have put it in their own life experience. I'm going to invite them now to take turns reading their own lines in their own lives that talk about that.
"There may be hard times in life, but I am not afraid, because my shepherd is always there. He will lead me through the darkness.
Even when I am around ego-hitting, negative, scary, and life-threatening situations, I am not afraid. For you, God, come to me. Your tools are just the help I need. You surround me with so many wonderful and amazing things, smack dab in the middle of people with whom I have conflicts. You soothe me.
Even though I walk through the burning coals of life, I am not afraid of whatever evil lurks around me. Your tools for life give me comfort and security, for you are on my team, my side, supporting me.
In your name, though I walk a fine line, I trust my needs to you, for you shelter me with your promises and your strong arms.
Even though I walk in a black tunnel with no end, I fear nothing. Your arms are around me. You give me abundant gifts in the presence of the joy sappers.
Even though I walk through the wind and driving rain of Iona and life's challenges, I am comforted and not afraid because you are with me. Before me, beside me, behind me, above me, below me, and in me. Your tools keep me strong with courage, and they lift me up.
Even in the middle of my uncertainty and lack of confidence, he blesses and heals me. He has given me more than I can imagine or comprehend.
Every day I face problems and temptations that challenge me in my daily life, but I know I have you to absorb my anguish through the Holy Spirit.
Wow. 10 testimonies. Add mine to that. That when we have these difficult times in our lives, to be able to place our trust in a Jerusalem, a temple that lasts, makes a difference. William Dowles has written on this in such a striking way for me that I would like to share it with you. He writes this. Every one of us in this room has a Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the place or person or part of yourself that you fear the most, that over the years you have avoided, denied, tried to ignore, worked hard to forget or outgrow or get over or leave behind or cast out or sedate or drown or outrun or cover up or camouflage or blame on somebody else. Jerusalem is the city you are that you have circled for a lifetime and which awaits your return. Nobody can tell you what it is or where. Only you know that. Nobody can make you go there. It's your call. Nobody can tell you when to step through its gates. You must decide. But when you finally go there, if you do, when you do, you die. You die as did Jesus to the illusion of being saved by the temple. You die to fond dreams of a peaceable kingdom in church or marriage or self. You die to answers and quick fixes and tricks of the trade and pretensions and images and roles and buying yourself off. You die to being the center. You die to calling the shots, being forever in control. You die to becoming perfect. And that kind of dying includes earthquakes and tribulations. Stay outside Jerusalem, and you can do all kinds of fine stuff. Fresh starts, new resolves, promises, pledges, good works. But only in Jerusalem will you become reinvented, recreated, and transformed. We are all on pilgrimage. May we all be willing to take that pilgrimage to our own Jerusalem and be transformed. Amen.